time for our Friday Majestic movie review with Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog. How are we doing, mates?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. Today, we're having a look at Wrath of Man. Let's listen to the trailer.
Gentlemen, we have a new addition. H.
Portico Security, specialized in cash trucks across L.A.
Do you have any idea how dangerous this job can be?
Some are there, yeah. We ain't the predators. We're the prey.
You ready?
Ready.
This is your temporary sidearm.
What happens if we're pulling pistols in a machine gun fight?
Do you have a problem?
I don't know. Do I?
Jason Statham at his most breathy and dangerous by the sound of it. Eddie, the film is Wrath of Man. It's directed by Guy Ritchie. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so it's a re-teaming of the great British lads, Guy Ritchie and Jason Statham. Obviously, Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch, Revolver. This is their fourth film together. And it's very much a Statham-y film, if that's a word. But yeah, look, this is a remake of a European film known as Cash Truck, which was made in the early 2000s. It's a pretty typical kind of revenge thriller story, but as is the case with Guy Ritchie, he never really tells things in a straightforward manner. And that's what we get here as we follow Jason Statham's mysterious H, who seems to be a pretty violent man who ends up working at a cash truck company after they have been robbed. And there's obviously something afoot here and potentially some things going on behind the scenes at this cash truck company that, yeah, may not be above board. And, yeah, a bit of a revenge film amongst all that too. So there's nothing to write home about in regards to a story. But, look, this is a very fun thriller and Guy Ritchie knows his way around this genre very well.
I'm a fan of Guy Ritchie, but he does tend to play the same tricks all the time, which is including putting the ending at the beginning, having somebody narrate over a plan. Does he pull out his usual bag of tricks?
Look, it's definitely not told in a straightforward manner, and I actually think here the way Ritchie puts the narrative together makes the film a lot more interesting than it maybe would have been, just straightforward. But I actually said to a few people, this is a lot more refrained Ritchie than you would normally expect from him. There's not crazy amounts of kind of pizzazz and flair that you expect sometimes. Like you said, he really does change things up and he does these really bizarre camera angles and edits and these in-your-face kind of views. And it's definitely nothing like you would see in, say, a Sherlock Holmes or Rock and Roller and things like that that he's made before, and even dialed back quite a bit from, say, The Gentleman, which was about 12 months ago that one came out. And it probably really is a film that focuses more on the characters and just a small group of people, which is, quite different for a Ritchie film.
Rare for him to set a film outside of London, quite frankly. Is it refreshing to find him in the United States?
Yeah, it was really great seeing him explore Los Angeles. And we've seen, there's numerous, countless films of the crime genre set in LA, and you still get that kind of industrialized, gridlocked kind of traffic action that you do find in an LA setting. But no, I really enjoyed the fact that we did see Ritchie take a step away from the English setting. And it's got a really cool little cast too. Holt McCallany, who's from the from Netflix show Mindhunter, he's a really good actor. Got Josh Hartnett for probably, honestly, one of the first times I've seen him on the big screen in the last decade. And you've got also Jeffrey Donovan, Scott Eastwood too. So it's a pretty interesting little cast. It's not a full of A-graders as such, but I think this is really great to see Ritchie do that, where he brings in a really cool bunch of character actors and actually gives them really good little roles.
So what's your rating for Wrath of Man?
Yeah, this is a very good little thriller. It's absolutely nothing new, but I'm giving this one 3.5 burritos out of 5. I think it's well worth seeing on the big screen. And if you love Guy Ritchie, you love Jason Statham, this is a match made in heaven.
I think I might have to go and watch it just for those two reasons alone. Eddie, as always, thank you very much. We'll catch up with you next week for another Majestic movie review.
No problems at all, Andrew. We'll speak then.